Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. And please give a big hands for Apostle Janet and Apostle Wes Chambers. Honor to be in this house, and very well, everybody's like, I was trying to like talk to other people and say like anybody, any scandal, any problem. Everybody speaks very highly of you guys, you know. I was like, okay, let me ask people in Australia. There are people saying very good and very nice things about you. So that means you guys are doing a phenomenal job here. And yeah, and I was also asking, okay, all right, there you go. Also looking for, you know, I was like, where could we find the best church? And everybody say Living Water Church is the best church in town. So how many people believe that? Let's say some hands. Those of you are who's not, you know, sticking your hand in the air, the camera is on you, so. So later they're going to find out. So. Oh, praise the Lord. So my name is Adnan Maksud, so suing the Mac, Maksud. So that's how you can pronounce it. Adnan comes from the Garden of so Adnan. So it also means pioneer. It's a very Arabic name. It's like Smith in America or in the Western world. Adnan is over there. It's a very popular name. So overall, I was born and raised in Pakistan, and I think I should keep that microphone close to me, right? So. All right, so born and raised in Pakistan, but lived in the United States of America for the past 15 years. Lived in New York, and somebody was wearing a New York t-shirt, so I thought they were welcoming me. They were wearing for me, I felt like. It was singing up here, so where's that lady went? Over here, it's a worship leader. Yes, I thought you wore this for, you know, especially for me, so welcome me. So thank you. But by the way, just want to let you know I moved to Texas, so... Next time you wear a Houston, Texas shirt. So 3.5 years in Texas, and glory to God, it's been amazing. We founded, actually I moved to Texas to be the director of Christian Television Network, and I worked for them 3.5 years and got to interview over 7,000 people all over the world. I was doing this from 2017. With Vision Television Network. Then I left Vision Television Network, came to Christian Television Network, but then I left Christian Television Network. Now I'm back to Vision Television Network to be the president of Vision Television Network. Now it's being broadcast to 195 nations. Potential reach is 2 billion people. We are broadcasting over satellite, over digital platforms, and we also on social media. So social media, we have about 1 million followers all across, and it's all different, predominantly mixed race people from all over the world, you know, reaching out. My heart is always to get the gospel out to people, because I truly believe that it's the gospel. You can change the method, but not the message. Message remains the same. So the gospel still brings transformation, healing to the hearts, and give you life, and also gives you the opportunity to enter or be a co-heritance with Christ. So that's why it's so important for us to continue, keep the main thing, you know. Don't just strip away, don't just walk away from this, because if you were to do that, then there's nothing left, you know. We're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, then there is all motivations and psychology left, you know, that people mesmerized with, but then they're not getting eternal life. You get goosebumps, you know, it's the feeling of it, but then you go home and you're still going to hell. Why? Because you have no connection with God. But it's really the gospel that brings transformation to the hearts of people, right? Yeah. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. So I want to play a real quick video, and before, you know, I know Pastor West told me you have about 2.5 hours, so just finish a bit. As long as you stay in 2.5 hours, you're good. So thank you, Pastor Bez. No, I know what you said. So play this video, Margaret. Everybody give a hand for Margaret. Come on, Margaret. Oh, they pop up the time here, so they got me anyway. So, all right. So pay close attention to the screen, because this is one of our crusades in Pakistan. This is one of the largest crowd that I've spoken to, over 75,000, my team said, and it was a phenomenal experience. So started from the very beginning, so here we go. We're not going to play like a whole, it's a 14-minute long video. If you just want to watch this message, I can just sit down.
Hey, you guys, put your hands up so I can see it right now. I just spoke about 5 minutes ago.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Margaret. I really appreciate it. Praise the Lord. So this is one of our crusades in Pakistan. My heart is to reach non-believers in Pakistan and win so many non-believers to Christ. And this is coming along very well. And we partner with other ministries in the United States. And the United States has been the big, huge country that really helped get me kickstarted in Pakistan. And even moving there, it's really been just the highlight of my life. I learned so much, and we've done so much ministry. So I've been in a ministry, I think I forgot to add in the bio. Yes, it's over 17 years. That's good. But I think now it's about 18, 20 years, because I've been serving the Lord since I was 12 years old. I had supernatural encounter with Christ. And from that point on, my life was changed, and I was never been the same. So thank you, Jesus, for that. I had a supernatural experience, and I know I want to leave that with you. You know, some people will walk up to me, what kind of supernatural experience? Out of body experience. I went to heaven, saw the light, and the light told me, I'm just making long story short. And Bruce also like to say, like, why do you always say long short story long? Do you it purposely? But no, yes, I do. But making long story short, I was taken up to heaven, presented before the huge light, and I was speaking to the light and saying, why I'm dead so early? And all of a sudden, I heard that I'm going to give you a second chance. As soon as I heard this voice, boom, my spirit came back into my body, and I was like, got up and started looking around, and I was like, wow, it's the middle of night, and what kind of experience? Was that a dream or vision, or what was that? You know, can't put my finger around, but 12 years old, you know, a kid, don't know what's going on. But that was really the beginning of, like, God started calling me into a ministry. And then for 3.5 years, I joined the prayer team, and the rest is a history. Started preaching door to door and all over. So I came to actually New Zealand 2016, actually, and I preached in Auckland, and I was only there for 2 days. And preached, was a real quick trip, and then I left. And I never thought that I will ever come back to New Zealand. But 80 years after, guys, come on, I'm back here in New Zealand. After 8 years. 8 years, that's a huge, because God just given me vision for New Zealand as I was started praying for this nation and Australia and New Zealand. There's four countries that I'm after right now for revival and very heavily invested in. America, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. I was in Australia, 8-10 meetings we did in Australia. I was in Sydney, and I was preaching 3-4 times a day, you know. And yeah, that's awesome, because sometimes you just lose your voice, and then you do need a cup of coffee kind of deal, right? So, yeah, and piece of cheesecake, right, with it. So, just to indulge yourself, right? So, was there... then I flew over to Tasmania, and Bruce, could you stand up? This is our director for New Zealand, Vision Television. Very handsome man of God, that's what he says. He told me to say that, so. Bruce was saying that nobody go to Tasmania. I mean, Australian don't go to Tasmania. Is that true? Or is this pulling my leg? So I don't know. So I also, yes, I also saw Tasmanian devil. That was awesome. So it was in the cage. And then and somebody asked me, what would you like to do in New Zealand while you're here? We want to make a special. I said, I want to see kiwi, not the fruit, but the bird. You know, I want to see the bird, kiwi bird. So and you don't find kiwi bird, right? So often. So you have to stay up all night, be in the jungle or somewhere in forest, right? Do we have a forest there? I don't know. Okay. Or on the beach, right? Yeah. So we have Tamlin. Would you stand up? Could you welcome Tamlin as well? She has been driving us around. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So let's get into prayers. And I want to just get into the message. And I have about 38 minutes. If you wonder how do I know, it's right on the screen. So... you know, you're under pressure when the time is ticking, right? Right at your face. It's not a tiny little time, but it's a huge. So, you know. All right, let's stand up. And, yeah, we're just going to get our work in, step in, right? So, come on, steps in. So we're going to. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We don't come here to see a show or to be entertained. But Lord, we came here so we can hear your voice, so we can hear the word the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And Lord, prepare the ground of our hearts. And Lord, we thank you and honor you for this morning. And Lord, above all things, Lord, we are hungry for you. That's what we are hungry for you. We are hungry for your presence. We are hungry for revival. We are desperate, Lord, just to get a one glimpse of your face, Lord, just one glance of your eyes, and that will change our life, and that will change our world, Lord. Any imaginary and fairy tale world that we have created. But Lord, but if you just give us a one experience, everything will be just changed in our life. That's what we are here for. Just to hear one word out of your mouth. We know that with all of our heart and mind. That's what exactly we need. We don't need any music. We don't need any worship, guitar, piano, organ. But just one word out of your mouth. That's all we long for. That's all we like, Lord. That's exactly what we are desperate. And I ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that speak to your people today. Minister to them. Minister to the flock, Lord. And bring your manna bread, Lord. That's what we want. Feed us today. We're not here to drink a milk, but a meat, Lord. We are ready for some meat today. Come on, the meat for that. Oh, shandara boboru shindero. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Feed us, Holy Spirit. Don't let my audible voice, but your audible voice through me, Lord, that they can hear. Lord, be my mouthpiece, Lord, and give me the discipline of the words. Lord, I might not be able to speak eloquently, but Holy Spirit, soon as your Spirit come over me, I am no longer me, but Lord, you speak through me. Lord, I thank you in advance what you're about to do. Do your miracles. Touch somebody, Holy Spirit, and just trump their life and change their life and mess their plans up, Lord, because I know that you can do it. You're here in this place we presented before you in your presence. We surrender ourselves and empty ourselves and fill us up with your word. And Lord, nothing else we want but you, Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want material. We don't want anything else. No money. No strings attached. But just we are here to worship. Can we just worship you, God? Can we just bring the best sacrifice of our lips onto your altar? And Lord, would you accept it, Lord? Spread your wing over this place, and Lord, let no one leave this place untouched, because I want every single person have an encounter with you on their own, and an encounter in a way that they never have the experience, Lord, because we want to grow in you. Grow us, mold us, shape us. We are ready for you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. There is one thing, if I can just go on preaching for the rest of my life, that will be the worship. If I can just speak on worship, I think that will just change my heart. You know, as soon as I come in his presence with thanksgiving, and as Psalm 150 say, come in his presence with thanksgiving, with your heart set on things of the Lord. You know, I tell you that worship is absolutely necessary, because we're not here for the message, or we are not here to hear somebody's method. But if we can just worship him, that's all we need. Because when you worship God, I don't know about you, whenever I'm in stress, when I'm worried, when I don't know the answer to all the questions that I'm being asked, because I'm supposed to be a leader, I'm supposed to know it all, but I don't know it all. But when I just need some things to come forth in my life, a wisdom or a counsel, you know, I'll go to the people. But first of all, I will choose to worship him, because when I worship him, there's things that heals in my body that I can't describe you. There's a worship that when I step in his presence and begins to worship, you know, all of a sudden my heart heals, the bitterness goes away, the resentment doesn't last long, because it's about him. Because I'm saying, Lord, today I come here not to just ask for anything because I'm tired of people coming and asking me money because I'm the guy, right? So I'm the leader, you know? You got to set the budget. You got to the satellite budget. The whole payments are all making sure the people that who I owe to money, you know, whenever, you know, people call you, they call you like, first of all, they're pretending they're not calling about the thing that they're really calling about. They just pretend like, oh, how are you doing? And you said, doing good, same as I was yesterday. But then they get to the point after that. So, but I don't want to be us doing the same thing with God. If you are coming in his presence for a moment, just don't think what you can get from him, but what you can give him. Somebody said, I pray not to change the heart of God. I pray so I can be changed. So in the culture, in the church culture, we just make this motto. So pray so you can stay. Fast so you can last. It's not about that you can pray so you can stay or fast you can last. But it is really bringing our heart alignment with his. What does he want? How would he want us to come in his presence? And that's whenever I come into the presence of God, I always come with the mentality of, I'm not living in your presence until you bless me. I might come out limping, but I want something from you. If I am, if I have to wrestle all night, I just lay it all. I risk it all. And often people think it's a hunky-dory, you know, to get to the highest point of anointing. And it's to be a leader, you know, people think it's like you got to fake it until you make it. But it's not true. You have to pay the cost for it. To be a leader that who has a good heart, you have to pay the cost. Sometimes you have to put yourself as a secondary and put other people first. And that's what I learned. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You can't ask for the hand as a leader before you touch the heart. You gotta touch the heart. And that's what I'm saying. You can't ask the hand of God before touching his heart. You gotta touch his heart with the worship. And I will say that this is if you ask me, what is the weakness of God, ladies and gentlemen, all the way people back there, I just want to talk to you right now. You know, oh, there you go. I got your attention, oh, sir. So all the way back, listen, if there's a one weakness you ask, what is the one weakness of God is a worship. It's a worship. You know, it's a worship because there is nothing else he wants from us but our worship because we are created for a worship. And I'm going to say this word so many times, you're going to hear that in your sleep. You're going to know the guy that preached on worship, right? Come on. Is anybody awake? Yeah. Am I putting you to sleep? Am I too strong for you? All right. Espresso is stronger than me, right? Oh, this Australian's coffee, right? It just gives you like, oh, cramps in your stomach, you know, like you drink this. You know, when I go to Australia, I say the same thing about New Zealand, by the way. So, worship. You know, he is looking for true worship. That's what it is. In Hebrew, shaka, meaning the worship, is bowing down in his presence, kneeling yourself before him. In Greek, I said, let me just quote Greek so people can be impressed. Proskornia. Anybody understand that? Proskornia means that laying prostrate in his presence. And that's what David used to do. Whenever he got in trouble, whenever he's like stressed out, he would do the same thing. He would just lay in his presence. And he won't leave in his presence until he get what he wants. Until you give me something, Lord, I'm looking for. It's like, I love the attitude of David. How was he that, you know, if he committed a sin, you know, he committed a sin. Uriah's wife, right? He committed a sin. And what he does, he won't get off from the floor, sir. Let me just tell you, you know, if you're angry with me And if I know that you're upset with me, and I want to get you back, and I'm not going to take for no for an answer. You know, I will do everything to get you back. You know, I will just hug you. I will just kneel down. I'll just go crazy and be like, what is that drama is going on? But I'm like, I just want you back so bad. And that's what we got to do with God. If you want him, you won't leave in his presence until you get, you got to wrestle even all night and keep asking, would you, God, forgive me? And that's kind of people, you got to be radical, you got to be crazy, you got to be lunatic to get God, right? Because there's millions of people all over the world is asking for his favor. But I'm saying that the people, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because when you want wisdom from him, you got to have that reverence, fear. It's not the fear that he will kill you, but the fear that you respect him. You love him so much that you won't do wrong by somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, is anybody here listening what I'm saying right now? Refuse to just make it enough to get by. No. If you want the biggest miracle, if you want this nation to just turn ups and down, it's not going to happen by just you punching and punching out of the church on Sunday and going home and having a kumbaya party. We got to be desperate for him. Church Sunday, 2-3 hours is not long enough. I want more of you. If you fall in love with somebody, you call them, you send them flowers. Oh, some young people is getting tips, right? You call them, you send them flowers. You look at them, your cheeks gets red, you puffy, you know. It's some things that's happened because you're in love, right? And I want some people to get in love with God, Jesus Christ, so much that, you know, as soon as you come in his presence to worship him, things are changing, right? There's a, oh, come on, somebody. Is anybody getting love lesson right now? So worship. This is the one of the topic, if I can just preach it forever, because this is the core of it, guys. This is the core of it, you know, because often people, you know, they come and they, you know, they have, might have a smile on your face, on their face, but their heart is like somewhere else. And that's what Jesus says, that with their lips, they honor, but their hearts are far away from me. And that's what's happening with the church, because we are worshiping and we're crying and we're rolling on the ground, we're prophesying. But as soon as we walk out of the church, we are not willing to forgive our sister. I've seen people in the church, they are crying to the point and tingling and shaking. And as soon as they walk out, you know, they have their attitude, you know, like, you can't bear it. It's like bitterness, resentment, holding things back against people, the grudges that they're holding against people in their heart. They're not willing to let it go. But ladies and gentlemen, I learned in the Bible, if you worship him, if you come in his presence with the songs of thanksgiving, how can your heart cannot be changed? How can your heart cannot be touched if you're really a true worshiper, as Jesus Christ said to the Samaritan woman, that you might, you know, worship here, but we are going to worship on the mountain. But God, Jesus Christ, and God is looking, the Father is looking for the worshiper that's going to worship in a truth and spirit. You got to be a true worshiper. In order to be a true worshiper, you got to circumcise your heart. You got to get your heart right with God. In order to grow in his presence, you got to be legitimately forgiven people, not just to say with your mouth that you've forgiven the person, but you're still thinking about, let me just get to the right point. I'm going to get you back. But it's not about getting back. It's not about settling the scores in the presence of God. Because if you leave your battles, ladies and gentlemen, on the God, he will fight your battles. He is much more creative than you are. Right? All right. I'm just getting started. That's my introduction, by the way. All right. Come on. Just getting started, right? So John 4, 23, 24, it talks about, and then I just put it on my Bible as well. So, all right. And that's what I was quoting. So John 4, 23. So here we go. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshiper will worship the Father. Kind of worshiper the Father. Six, God is spirit and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. And that's a little goes deeper. What is the really mean of worship is, it comes from an old English, worth-ship. So worth-ship means like somebody that you are willing to praise in the reverence. They are important. They are worthy enough to be worshipped. Yeah. So worship, worth, you know, worth, like that God is worthy. And then ship is a condition, a character, that his character is so important that we want to worship him. And when you turn, and I really love this quote. I found this quote. I don't know who said it, but they say, this quote says, when you turn your worries into worship, God will turn your battles into blessing. Come on, somebody. Say with me, when you turn your worries into worship, God will turn your battles into a blessing. Shake somebody else. Say, you got about to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Shake them. Say, don't. And tell the person, say, like, that's why I brought you, so you can be blessed. So worship is a really consecrating your heart for him. You know, I really love, I was reading a book by John Bevere, The Bait of a Satan. It talks about that, you know, that when in the original condition of a pure gold is tender, it's very soft. But when you mix all different metals, iron, and it's called alloys, right? When you mix all sorts of other elements, the soft gold becomes harder. It becomes harder. And same thing in our heart. When we deal with people, when we go through life, we take offense, unforgiveness, hatred, bitterness, envy, jealousy. It's all when it begins to collect in our heart becomes harder. And then we don't have the right attitude. I'm just going to tell you that. God wants to bless you. There's no way devil can stop God from blessing you. But what he can do, he can damage your attitude so much that your attitude is not aligned with God, so you don't have a blessed attitude with God, right? You don't have a blessed attitude for God to bless you. Because this is what happens, because when people go through life, they get bitter, they get broken, and they do the same thing to other people too. Because they've been wounded, now I have to wound somebody else. I don't care, kind of deal, right? This kind of attitude we walk into. And when we walk into this kind of attitude, then we don't have a blessed attitude. We become a people like pagan. I'm here for my interest kind of a deal. So then what is the difference between you and the pagan? But the people who serve God, who's a merciful God, because the load of unforgiveness is so much, even God didn't want to take it. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in shall not perish but have eternal life. So think about it. If God can forgive the world, then who are we to not to forgive the world? Who are we to not let go the resentment, the bitterness in our heart? And we can cry all along, revival, revival, prophecy, prophecy, change and change. You can say all kind of prophetic words, but if our heart is not right with God, then there's no revival is going to come. Because our heart has to be in alignment with God. Think about it. If your car needs an alignment, otherwise it won't perform good. Often people are willing to make an alignment of their car so it can perform better, but not the alignment of their heart with God. So it's the time for us to go back to basic. Because sometimes we as a church, we go into so much theological argument and all kind of stuff. And until you don't quote a Hebrew or stuff, people don't think that you're educated, right? Kind of deal. Or if you say big words, people don't think you don't know what you're talking about. But I'm saying that right now, if somebody gets saved by simply preaching, hearing the gospel, then what else we need? Because you can quote Hebrew and Greeks all day long. And if lives are not being changed, if there is nothing happening, then it's not, doesn't matter. So I believe as a church, it's time for us, you know, to start not just only as Sunday church people, but your everyday people, because Christianity is not a religion, it's a lifestyle. You got to be every day, you got to be about your Father's business. If you're hit about his business, he'll be about your business. He will get into your business, he will get into your personal life, and all of a sudden, before you know, your life begins to fall in the right place, right? Amen? So back to worship. So worship is a place. It's not a destination that you arrived. It's a journey that you are with God. You worshiping him through the journey. It's not because you arrived, that means you need to stop worshiping him. It's a journey that you're taking with him, with God. That's the worship. And choir will tell you, right? The choir, it's of us two songs I wanted to sing. It was like, Awesome God. I was thinking about, I'm going to tell these people, or I'm just going to sing Awesome God. Our God is Awesome God. I told Bruce they sung it. Maybe that's very prophetically. They're just getting this, you know. And then I exalt thee. They sing it again too. I was like, Lord, what is happening? Are they listening my parts of my mind? What is happening? They tapped into me or something? And then I was like, I better not think something bad, right? So. Oh, no, I'm not thinking something bad. I'm all positive here today. So worship, it's not a destination. It's a journey that you're on with him. And I am just interceding for this nation that, Lord, we really need true worshipers to birth from this nation. We do need people that their hearts is set on the things of God. That they're so in depth with God, the deeper than the ocean, you know. And so deeper in depth with God that they say, Lord, we just want to worship you. We don't need anything. Our bills will take care of itself. We just want you, Lord. We just want you to step in. To supernatural God, step into a naturality, right? In a natural environment. And that is what's happened. It's an intimacy that we have with God. The worship is not really merely singing a song and beating a drum, but it's really an intimacy, having an intimacy with God. So once I get in his presence, some of the things that I get from worship, I cannot get from anything else. It's not about the satisfaction of the food. It's not about the gratification. But when I come in his presence and I consecrate myself before him and begins to worship him, just to exalt him, just to give him glory, just to give him praise, you know, some things, not something, but all things make sense to me. My eyes, spiritual eyes opens, my ears are open, I'm more sensitive to the voice of God. It's because I am consecrating myself and concentrated on him through worship. That's the best way. If the church, if you've been struggling with anything, any addiction, anything that in your life that you're holding you back or keeping you hostage, it's a time for us to begin to worship in his presence. The stronghold is going to be broken loose. You're going to get miracle, healing, deliverance, because our God is a God of unlimited power, right? There is no limit to his power. He is an omnipotent God, all-powerful, no wondering, no guessing, no computing. He knows the answer before your question, because he is a God. He is the Lord, the Savior of the world. Come on, somebody. You know, your praise and worship going to make me preach better. Do you know why? Because I was preaching in Sydney, and over 300 people were there, and it was a Fiji church. I won't say the name of the church. And I was trying to make them laugh because they were, like, sitting still. And I was like, give me some sort of response. Just tell me you exist. You're sitting there, you know. You're staring at me. You know, just... I was trying to make all kind of jokes, but, you know, they're just sitting, nobody's laughing. And I was like, oh, my God, now I'm under more pressure, you know. I'm getting really intimidated, but when 300 people are staring into your soul, right? And I just love this church. At least a bunch of people are clapping, right? Bunch of people are responding. That's how you know people are listening to you. And there was a lady in Australia. I was preaching in one of the services, a revival meeting, and she got up at this, before the service. She goes, like, Australian people usually don't express themselves. Is there any Australian here? Let me ask that to you. They said they don't express. They're not like American people. They're like, come on, preacher, come on, go, go, go. They're not like that. So they like sit still, and in their heart, they're dancing. They're saying, yay, hallelujah. But over their face expression is like still face. And by the time, Bruce will love that because I think he has something against Australian. I don't know what he has against Australian. Forgiveness. Underarm. But by the time that we're done through worship and all that stuff, you know, preaching, people are rolling on the ground, laughing and falling off the chair. And the girl was like, what just happened? The whole service is messed up. And I'm like, I can't preach because people are laughing and falling under the anointing of God. And I was like, what is happening right now? Should I just continue preaching? I prepared this wonderful big page message. I sat up at night and wrote the message. But there you go. Anointing comes and everybody's messed up. Can't we do the same here today? Can we just experience and have this encounter with him that we may probably came with all over pretty nice tiny plans to this service, right? Thinking about like, yes, I can go to KFC after the Sunday, right? But let's, come on. It's in New Zealand, so I don't know. What do you guys eat here? So, what is it? Home cooked food, yes, healthy, right? So let's today just hand it over to him. Say, Lord, we are ready to just like give it over to you, the steering of our car, the steering of our life. Just hand it over to you. Would you just drive our life in the right place? Drive it to heaven, not to hell. Because, you know, some people's lives are being is driven to hell because they have given so much control to demonic forces that they don't even know how to get off of it, unhooked to some of the things. You know, this crowd is looking very pretty, so let's come over here. So I've been keep going over there. So some of the people are so hooked up on some of the things that they don't even know how to get off of it. Because I was yesterday in a place praying for people, you know, get off the addictions that they were involved in. And they were involved in all sorts of problems that they don't even know, and that their children's depressed, and they don't even know like how to minister the child, you know, and kind of thinking, I'm like, this is happening in our society because enemy is after our worship because he doesn't want the parents to worship God because he's scared of it, because when the parents begins to worship and the kid's going to see that and they're going to be influenced by that and their life is going to be changed. Their life is going to be touched by the Holy Spirit. Their life is going to be forever belongs to Jesus Christ. And that's the biggest attack on the family we are seeing, that the enemy is after our family. He's after our children. That's why all kind of a weird education is going around for children, learning all sorts of different names and all different kind of stuff. But I'm telling you that when you come into the presence of God, there's only two gender, male and female, in the presence of the Lord. He said it, you know, but that you are created on his image, and he doesn't make mistake, because if he created us to worship him, and he doesn't want anybody between to worship him, you know, right? Although God loves all people, but it's over time and season to understand who we are in Christ, our identity. We are his people, chosen people. Come on, somebody. And I believe that there is as I was standing on the beautiful Hopi Beach in Whakatane area, God gave me a prophetic word, and God is going to give a new zeal for the land. Come on. I'm expecting new zeal. God is going to raise hearts, raise people's heart to love him more more than themselves. And I am really praying and believing God for the youth of New Zealand, that youth of New Zealand get on fire for Jesus, because this nation, if we don't get our youth on fire for Jesus Christ, if we don't push them in the worship, you know, we're going to have a very hard time. This nation have a chance, and this is the last chance, you know, because we're living in an end time, that this nation has to get their heart right with God, move their children in a right place with God, having them, teaching them, build an intimate relationship with God. And that's how we're going to see a huge revival in this beautiful land. And I want to say this, I was learning for the past couple of days, the land of the great long white cloud. Is that correct? The long white cloud. If we want this nation to revive again, let's get our hearts set with God. Let's get our heart's posture in line with His. Because God is the one that is going to revive this nation. And that's what I sense, that the revival, the tsunami of revival is going to hit New Zealand. That's what I sense in my spirit. And God is going to revive the youth. It's going to be a youth that's going to play a very significant part in a revival, because there is a paradigm shift is happening. That's what I sense in my spirit. A paradigm shift is a fundamental shift that's happening and taking place in the hearts and minds of people, that all things they learned in the past is no just good enough, because they are just on the unknown with God, because they are spontaneously seeking His face and asking God, could you revive this nation? It's sad to say the 5% of New Zealand population, you know, attends the church. That's the pastor told me. And what about the 95% of the nations? Where are they? You know, do they have a scale over their eyes? And are they those people that the Bible say that can, they say they can see, but they cannot see. They have ears, they cannot hear. They have a mouth, but they cannot speak. Are those people are not listening to the voice of God? Are they not understanding that the world is collapsing? We are at the verge of, you know, collapsing of our society, that we are in trouble, our children are in trouble. But I pray for those people that God, you remove the scale of their eyes so they can see what is happening in the supernatural. This is what we got to see. Let's just get over heart. I want you to, everybody, lift up your hands towards heaven, and let's pray for this nation. That nation, in 1920, there was a 90% Christian in this nation. But what is happening right now, that why there is less people, less and less, why there is a Christianity decline in this nation? But Lord, we cry out to you, and we ask that, Lord, you manifest your spirit and like pour out your spirit on every single person, that they can hear the audible voice of God. And Lord, I pray right now for the great harvest in this land, Lord. I pray that the people hearts to turn loose, Lord, so they can be freely worship you, so they're not bound by their expense, by their bills, by the things to offer of the world or materialism, but they are set free by His grace, by His power, by His mercy, by His salvation. Lord, I decree and declare over this nation, I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that God is not done with New Zealand. Oh, come on. That Jesus Christ is the Lord of this land. New Zealand, bear His name. In the heart of New Zealand, we got Jesus Christ. In the heart of New Zealand, we got the name of God engraved. That's why we're not going to take no for an answer. Every single devil against this nation, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, that you're not going to succeed. Come on. That Jesus Christ is the Lord of New Zealand, and this land is getting a new zeal for you. Lord, we decree. We decree. Oh. Stand up on your feet and open your mouth in His presence. Oh, we're going to see revival. We're going to experience revival. We're not going to talk about it, but we are going to experience it. Come on, somebody. No longer, Lord, we're going to play church, but we're going to be the church. We decree and declare, oh, New Zealand shall be saved. No. Oh. Oh, Lord, we come before you as a one people, as a one voice, shoulder to shoulder, standing in your presence. Lord, would you hear our cry? As you heard the cry of Nineveh, and you healed their land, and you did not
spew your wrath on them. But Lord, we decree and declare that as we come before you, we repent in the name of Jesus. We partner with the First Nation and Pakeha. We come together in your presence and we cry out to you for revival in this nation. Great awakening in this nation. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every plan and attack of our enemy be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Any demonic agenda in the parliament, any demonic agenda out in the street, any demonic agenda in the churches shall not prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory, victory, victory. Lord, we decree and declare victory. Every heart's to be revived. Every mind's to be alert. Every spirit, Lord, to come forth in the presence of the Lord. And Lord, we pray that all of us, as we stand as one people, not divided, but one people in your presence, and we cry out for you, Lord, that, Lord, we are going to intercede because we love our nation, because we love this land. We are not by accident here, but we are here by the will of God, and we are here by your purpose. Lord, we pray that every law that legislate out of Wellington, don't let the law to destroy this community. But Lord, we decree and declare and prophesy before the pen to sign the paper, Lord. And let right law be before them, Lord. Let no wrong laws, even they want to sign a wrong law, but Lord, you put a right law before them. In the name of Jesus, circumcise their eyes, circumcise their ears, circumcise their heart, so they begin to do the right by people. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful nation and beautiful people. Lord, these are the people that are your people. They are dedicated for you. They consecrated, set apart for a purpose to be an end-time harvest. Lord, we pray for this end-time harvest coming forth from New Zealand. Lord, this nation, even the people all over the world looking at it and saying, oh, these two little tiny islands, but they're no longer two tiny little islands because the residue presence of God is set on this land. Oh! Lord, we pray for the north and south. Lord, we decree and declare and prophesy and utter your word that this land is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every single crack, there is some cracks that there's the Holy Spirit is not moving. But Lord, we pray the darkness, the enemy power over this land be broken in Jesus' name. Stronghold to be broken. Stronghold to be broken. Stronghold to be broken. Stronghold to be broken. We decree and declare over this land that this land is no longer going to be a secular nation, because this is a land it's going to bear the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. No more secular. No more secularism welcome in this nation, because this nation is a special nation, Lord, in your presence. Your heart is set on this nation. Your mind is set on this nation. Your hand is set on this nation. We decree and declare, Lord, nobody that comes in the church leave untouched by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the dunamis power over this church and experience. Oh, my God. Come on, everybody. If you want to pray, come forth, come forth, come forth. I'm going to pray real quick. We got about 30 seconds. Come on, everybody. Oh, shandara babodu shandara. Shandara babodu shandara. Oh, ra ra babodu shandara. Come on forth. Anybody need healing in their body, breakthrough in their body? Come on forth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. I pray, Lord, for Rachel in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit over her in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the fire, 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 fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, fire in the name of Jesus. Come on. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Oh, 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 oh. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, shandara, bodu shandara. Oh, 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 oh. The Spirit of God is right in this place. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Just celebrate Him. His presence is in this place. His Spirit is moving in this place. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh! Fire in the name of Jesus, Lord. Purifying fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh! Sorry. Okay, all right. Oh.
Could help Tom again.
Oh, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody get her. Oh. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, everybody. Come on. Yes, we have about 14 seconds. Come on, everybody. That's said. His presence is strong. Oh, I just feel it in my belly. The fire of the Lord is right in this place. I just feel electricity throughout my body. Yes. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. You're touching the heart. Fire. Come on. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Oh. Oh, come on. Lord, we pray right now for the complete healing in the name of Yeshua Messiah. Pray right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that the feelings to come back to this legs, blood to rush into the legs, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Lord, we thank you for the faithfulness. We thank you for this mighty woman of God. Let your anointing unleash greatness, Lord. I pray right now, your anointing is over her plate, over her head, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Oh! Fire! Oh, come on. Yes. Don't hold it. Don't hold it. Just give it over to the Christ. He's right in this place. Yes. Don't hold it. Just let loose yourself in His presence. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus, Lord. Fire. Fire. Oh, yes. Double portion. Fire! Come on. Oh, my God. Fire. Jesus. Fire. Fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh. Fire in the name of... Oh, I see that. Oh, come on. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire. Fire. Yes. Anoint His hands. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Come on. Oh, yes. Fire. All right. Yes. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Yes. Oh, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're all right. Yep. Fire in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the back to get stronger. Pray for complete healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for this man. Fire in Jesus' name. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hands towards heaven. Believe God for your healing, deliverance, breakthrough, financial breakthrough. If you've been broken into pieces, different million pieces, He can put you together and make you brand new. Lord, we thank you. For each and everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, I pray that you meet them right where they are. Lord, we pray that let your presence, let them just loose in your presence, Lord, so they can be found in you. I pray right now for the people all the way in the back right now. I decree and declare, let your presence, oh, come on. Let your Holy Spirit right now touch each and everyone all the way back in the corner in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let their attention get on you. They are here to hear from the Lord, not from a human being. I decree and declare right now your anointing, your fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Pastor Vez, Lord. Lord, we pray for Pastor Vez and Pastor Apostle Janet, Lord. I pray for the multiplication, Lord, that many more churches, many more spiritual sons and daughters birthing out of this place. Lord, I pray right now and your presence never depart from them for a moment, Lord. I pray as they move, Lord, let your glory move with them, Lord Jesus Christ. Let the power, let the Holy Spirit do exploits in a new place in the name of Jesus. We pray for the many more millionaires come forth so they can fund the whole project in the name of Jesus Christ. Expand, expand, exponential blessings. Expansion, expansion, expansion in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now in the name of Yeshua Messiah that there is a new level, new normal. I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are the Spirit of God and Holy Spirit, you are in this place. I decree and declare over this man that his hands are anointed to do exploits. His hands are anointed to do miracle healings, deliverance. His hands are anointed wherever he stretches hands, Lord. The people going to get delivered. No demonic power, no stronghold is going to last. They're all going to be broken in the name of Yeshua Messiah. Lord, I pray for Apostle Prophet Janet. Lord, we thank you for generals. They are both. They are the generals of New Zealand. And Lord, I pray right now as your hands are set on their life, you're the driving force. You're the driving force behind everything they're doing, Lord. Because they can't do it on their own. We thank you for the prophetic words. We thank you for the consecration. We thank you for the dedication. We thank you for the commitment. We thank you for the covenant they made with you. The covenant, forever covenant, Lord, that made with you. I decree and declare and prophesy that multiplication is coming to this church. Multiplication of new location. Multiplication of new churches. Many sons and daughters coming forth. And Lord, I pray many prophets going to take birth and from this place. This place is a launching pad. I decree and declare right now, Lord Jesus Christ, you got your mind on this church. Your mind is on this church, Lord. Oh, the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray right now for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, let them have that upper room experience, Lord. That upper room, 112 people gathered together in the name of Jesus, and they have this Holy Spirit experience. Their life is changed. Now, the Holy Spirit is not just only hovering over them, but it's got into them and got the boldness of Holy Spirit to speak his word. I decree and declare the boldness of Holy Spirit over each and every one under the sound of my voice that they can hear from the Lord. And Lord, that Christ Church, let Christ Church never be the same, Lord. We pray for this city. We pray for this town. We pray for the streets and regions. Lord, we pray right now that every single church get on fire, Lord. Run them through fire to purify them. No more mix and match. We pray right now that their hearts get on fire. Ignite, 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 ignite. I decree and declare. Shanda rabo rishindaro. Lord, we thank you for this region. We thank you for the Christ Church. We thank you for the Living Water Church. It is the water. It's the living water. And Jesus Christ is the living water. At the well, the woman came to draw the water. But Jesus Christ said, if you knew who is speaking to you, you will ask for the water of life and I will give it to you. But Lord, this living water is a water that give life to those that who thirst for it, life to those that who desperate for it, life to those who are dead right now, but they need a living water, which is Jesus Christ, to revive them up, their life to be changed. Shanda raborishandra. I just feel the tangible anointing. Oh, in this place, Lord, we thank you. I better stop. Oh. Before we just get all this tent messed up and they have to move faster. Oh, thank you, Jesus. March 30th, Lord, as they move, let the host of heaven goes with them, Lord. We pray, Lord, the angel 24/7 surrounded. Let no angel be missing, Lord. We pray all the angels to go in the name of Jesus Christ and that place to be present and the Bethel anointing. I pray for the Bethel That's the place of the battle. That's where the presence of God is descended. Lord, we pray right now for the place that they're moving to. Let revival break out. Let the anointing goes out. The anointing that breaks the yoke in the Yeshua Messiah names. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, how can I get out of here right now, Lord? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, how can I get out of here? Lord, I don't want to. Your presence is so strong in this place, Lord. Just give me one more minute and the children. Oh. Oh. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, how can I leave your presence, Lord? I am here to worship you, Lord. Oh, yes. Just dig deep in him. Dig deep. Yes, dig deep. Oh, Lord, we are here to worship you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we are here to worship you. Revival is here, Lord. We're not just talking about it. It's not a marketing strategy. Revival, revival. But Lord, it's a great awakening. The hearts are being awakened, Lord. This church, the sound that's coming out of living water, Lord, is resounding the narrow areas. I just sense it in the name of Jesus. The echo. I'm hearing the echo of the sound we are making here in this place. Oh, resound, surrounding areas are being impacted. Oh, the sound that comes from heaven, the rushing, violent wind, bewilderment, all the people just sitting there. And Lord, they can't leave your presence because they're gripped today. Lord, what should I do? Lord, what should I do? Because Lord, I'm in love with you, Jesus. Oh, I'm not embarrassed to say that. But yes, I'm in love with you, Jesus. We're just soaking in your presence right now. We're just soaking in. We are getting wet with your glory. Oh, Lord, I pray right now. Just feel his presence. I'm about to be done. Just feel his presence. Just get soaked in. Just take your thoughts and your ideas just to God. Come on, bring it to his table. Just picture in your mind that you are caught up in a heavenly realm. Just picture that in your mind. You're floating in heaven right now. Just picture that. You're floating in heaven. Oh. No more worriness is nearby. Depression is gone. Anxiety is gone. The pain is gone. Persecution is gone. Sickness is gone. Cancer is gone. Oh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the news you learned. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This is exactly what revival looks like. Oh, when you can't stand, right? You know, somebody's still, I just feel in the congregation, somebody's still holding tight. They're not letting go things from their heart. I just ask you right now, let go yourself. Just humble yourself in the presence of God. And he will begin to fill you with his spirit. Because when you don't humble yourself in his presence, you become prideful. And when there's a pride, there's not a movement of the Holy Spirit. But just let go. Go, lay it in the altar of Jesus. Lay it at the feet of Jesus Christ. Oh, shut that up. Just let loose yourself right now. Don't be just religious peoples that act certain way and think certain ways, but just loose. They say, Lord, we are like a water right now. Water flows. It can get smashed. If you put a water in a teapot, it becomes a tea. If you put a water in a glass, it becomes glass. If you pour a water in a bottle, it becomes bottle. If you pour a water on the floor, it just goes through cracks. It just grows through all broken places. And in your life, if you want Jesus to touch it, let go the Holy Spirit like water coming in your spirit, in your midst. And he's going to go through all the cracks of your life. The reason you're broken in all right places, because the key has to be broken all in right places in order for it to fit in a perfect lock. And right now, the way your life is turned out is broken all in right places. So you can fit in his presence. You don't have to be perfect. But if you come to him as you are, he will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. I just want to see some hands. Keep your eyes closed. But somebody who wants to give their life to Jesus Christ, come on, come quickly, quickly. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come quickly to the altar. Okay, everybody's perfect. Awesome. If you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, come on. Come to the altar. Well, if you want $1 million, come to the altar. Lord, I pray right now for this man right here in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for complete healing. Lord, we pray right now these legs to get stronger, the muscles. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you heal this man. Lord, I pray for his heart. Lord, I pray for his health. I decree and declare, lay my hands on him with the authority of Jesus Christ that given to me a power to heal the sick. Lord, we pray right now, the same authority that Jesus Christ has given me. I am a believer and I am a lover of Jesus Christ, and I use the authority of Jesus Christ that given to me. Lord, I decree and declare right now, every sickness, you to be gone in Jesus, because when we begin to worship, sickness leaves. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that him to be getting completely healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, everybody, stretch your hand towards heaven. I'm just going to do this last prayer. And everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody shout, Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you for your word.
Thank you for your
word. We thank you for your healing.
We
thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in this place. Lord, we are ready. The grounds of our hearts are ready for revival. And somebody shout from the top of their lungs, New Zealand is for Jesus. Amen. All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm just going to ask Apostle, give you the mic or give, okay, here, over to you.
Thank you very much, Adnan, and great, very encouraging, very stirring. Hey, give him a great God bless this morning. Thank you. Well, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Very good. Very, very good. Thank you. And, okay, Steve, you just wanted to thank a few people. Just if you can, just, well, we need to close up, but.
Yeah, I. Thank you. G'day, church. What a service. Absolutely brilliant. God bless you,
I
man.
I
want
to give you a hug. Thank you, sir. I love you.
Steve just wanted to thank all the people that have been praying for him and the different groups that have been praying for him. So he's on a big journey. And so we're believing God to touch his life and minister into his life and just touch his, just bring him back into a place of health and strength. Amen. Father, we just thank you now. Thank you for Steve. Thank you for Irene. We just thank you that you never leave them or forsake them. And Lord, you're with them. Let your power, your grace be very near every moment. Every moment in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord. Raise this man up. Raise this man up. Raise this man up in the name of Jesus. For your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, everybody. If you would like to give a gift into Adnan's ministry, then we can do that. Just send it to the office. Just put Adnan on it. pathetic, because we haven't sort of taken up a special offering. We often don't when we're just doing a Sunday morning, but we're going to give him a gift. We'd be giving a gift anyway to his ministry. But if anybody would like to sow specifically and to Adan's ministry and what he's doing globally and so on, then we'd love to receive that. We'll put that together and get it to him. We'll get it to his ministry. So, Father, we just thank you now. We just thank you for your grace, your glory, your power. In Jesus' name, we thank you for Adnan and the word that's going out over all, over so many nations. In Jesus' name, we just thank you for gracing him powerfully. Lord, bring the connections of people that are going to flow with what he's doing and voices being gotten into nations. We just thank you for that increasing in Jesus' name. We bless him now in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Cup of tea up on the stage, apparently. God bless you. Have an awesome life.